Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Black Noise Radio. Did you tell the people to take your mother and you for God beside me? See, evidently the rumor was spreading. See, white people know that I'm loved by my people. And white people are angry that you love me. And so they will tell you, I think these people worship him. It's a cult. He's a Farrakhan worshiper. No, but they're belittling you. They're saying you're stupid. They're saying that you don't know. So you follow a man blindly. That's why I said earlier, I'll teach you. But I don't tell you who to listen to, who not to listen to, where to go or where not to go. If you want to go wherever you want to go, go. Because all our life is a search for knowledge.
Yeah. That's right.
And knowledge is the birthright of every human being.
Right.
So if it's contained in Reverend Willie Wilson's church, you go there. But Reverend Wilson is not telling you, don't you ever go to another church. Go where you can find knowledge. Go where you can find peace. Somebody said, well, to listen to Farrakhan, it's all doom and gloom. Well, listen to Reverend Austin. He's a beautiful pastor, but he don't have my assignment. Wait now. I listen to him myself. And he talks nice stuff. Don't you know everybody needs nice stuff? Don't you? But that's not my assignment. I started to read this to you. Blessed is he who sent down the discrimination upon his servant that he might be a warner to the nations. That's my assignment. My assignment ain't to give you love notes. My assignment is to warn you that your butt is about to be chastised for your foolishness. And when your behind is in the fire, you will remember what I said to you. So listen to the pastors. who make you feel good. But when you come back to me, I'll always tell you, hey, did you see what God did to Sodom and Gomorrah? Do you think that's in the book for nothing? Now, I'm in love with my gay brothers and sisters, but I'm here to warn you. That behavior God don't like. The president may sign it into law. That's his business. But he's owned by those same Jews who are satanic. If I had time, I could run it down to you. But I've been here 3 hours already. But I'm going to close and tell you, meet me next week at Mark Marianne, because you got a savior that will kill America if she kills you. Watch what I tell you. And white people know that what I'm telling you is the truth. They don't want you to believe it. I don't hate Jews. I respect Jews. But I know the evil of those who are evil Jews. They're not Jews at all. They're like Trump says, so-called judges. These are so-called Jews. Because they say what they are not. Now let me wrap this up. Right now they're developing a patsy. For the murder of the president. These wicked people, and I'm just warning you murderers out there. You better leave Trump alone. Because if you kill him, you will find revolution faster than you could think. And by the way, if you come into Chicago to get me, in the name of you looking for gangs, let me know when you're coming so I can meet you. Because I'll be damned if I'll run from you. And if God lets you kill me, I'll be the last one that you kill. I can assure you that. And all you gotta do is try to kill me, and you'll find out how much I'm loved by God. So all of you haters of the president, be careful. Because I know the Zionist Jews that control you told you it was all right to say what you're saying. But I know you. You ain't that bad. You didn't find your testicles at Walmart. What? Tell Busta Rhymes, I saw him at the Grammys. He spoke with passion. He called Trump Agent Orange. Now, all you all that don't like Trump, it's why, I'm sorry, I'm turning my back, because I got an audience behind me. That's a very important audience. I don't like them looking at my back. I guess there's some men that like to look at your back. You know what I mean? But this ain't that kind of back, babe. This ain't broke back mountain. I'm gonna stop now because I'm. But I wanted to say this: be careful how you talk about the president. I talk, but I'm respectful. And if I give you courage, if I give you courage to speak, remember this admonition of Jesus. Be wise as the serpent and humble as the dove. I'm going to continue speaking, God willing. But oh, they're looking up top. Oh, okay. But these are my favorite people. I can't stand that they're looking really at my back, but they're not. They're looking at my front. Okay. But let me finish this. Because if anything happens to Mr. Trump, these people are going to cut loose. And who you think they're going to cut loose on first? It's us. That's why it's time to separate. Wait. They're not going to ever give you enough jobs. And they'll never grant you justice. But with President Trump, you might be able to make a deal. When the chastisement of God gets so severe. We got to have land of our own. Now look. What shall you do if you can't find refuge in him and their world? Build a world of your own. You existed before there was a white man on the earth. You will exist after they're gone. If we want to take control of our communities where we live, we have to take control of education. You can't keep turning your children over to the enemy thinking he's going to make your children better than we are capable of making them. We've got scholars of every stripe that can make a curriculum for black and brown, red and yellow, and even white. That will make white people better than what they are because the poison of white supremacy has destroyed you. Because it don't work today. You can't tell black people how great you are when we beat you in everything. Take your place. Oh, would that we had known about Hidden Figures 60 years ago. How more advanced would we be? But they hid it because they didn't want you to know that black women have put the white man on the moon. So don't you look down on your beautiful black self. Look up. So in conclusion, now this isn't the last conclusion, believe me. In conclusion, please know that God is with you.
Yes, sir.
Please know that God has come to fight the battle for our liberation. Please know that your little pop gun that you bought is insufficient to deal with the armed might of America. But Allah can stop his planes from flying just with a little wind. And the messenger said he will sink the 6th and 7th fleet. They're going to be in a war soon. And if Mr. Trump listens to Netanyahu, they want to use you to fight America's war, but it's not America's war, it's Israel's war. And when you say, Mr. Trump, America first, ask any Jew, even your son-in-law, America is never first. Israel is always first. And as long as Israel is first, then whatever you think or plan will be in Israel before you leave the room of the White House. Mr. Trump, you have to extricate yourself from being controlled by any one of these. And I'll leave you with this. Feed on this in your spare time. All you pastors, have you ever considered God? Do you think that America is not in God's plan? I don't know. See, just think about it. See why you're afraid. Because you don't know what God is up to. But we do. Not because we know, but because his messenger, Messiah, Father. That's how we know. In closing, where is God in Mr. Trump becoming president? If you can't find God's hand, then you're afraid. But I know his hand by his grace when I see it. Here's how I know God was involved. Look at the media. They laughing at Trump. They mock Trump. They put him on television every day. The man didn't even have to pay for an ad. And they kept questioning him so that he could say outlandish things that they thought would derail his presidency. So when they thought it would derail, it kept coming up stronger. They're confused. They did everything to destroy him, and now CNN has become the opposition party. But he's killing the media. Does the media deserve to be killed? Not killed in the sense of shooting them. But why my people hate me? I never did nothing to my people that they should hate me. And I never did nothing to you except tell the truth. But when you're a liar, The truth is what you fear most of all, and anybody that will speak it, you have to get rid of them. I understand. I'm willing to pay that price. I want to thank all of you for coming out to Joe Louis Arena. I want to thank you for listening. And I pray that God will show you his hand, because they never expected Trump to win. But he won against all the odds because God put him there to dismantle this house. Did you hear me? He's doing a good job. Day by day. This is the end of this wicked society. It has destroyed nations around the earth, and now it's coming home. As Brother Malcolm said, the assassination of Mr. Kennedy, it was the case of the chicken coming home to roost. May Allah bless you all, grant you safe passage back to your places of abode. I want you to think about what we have said to you, and then watch the news, watch the weather, and see how God is dripping it out. And then hide yourself. Seek refuge in Allah. But that's the only hope we have to get through the dark time that we have entered. Thank you for listening. May Allah bless you all. As-salamu alaykum.